And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Let's go. I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
All right, we'll talk more about that in a moment as we're coming to you here on the podcast from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day. I'm choking on my leftover coffee. By the way, if you're an artist or a content creator, we talk about this all the time. Pickle Jar is a super, super cool app. It helps you make more money. So, like, let's say you're a Twitch gamer or something and you're trying to get a revenue stream going. This is a way for you to keep 100% of every fan tip. So, that's right, 100%. Song requests, crowdfunding donation, anything that supports your creative talents. Plus, you can sign up and get a sign-on bonus of up to $350. It's pretty awesome. So, do that whenever you create your account and download it everywhere you get your apps and at picklejar.com.
I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
Patrick's got a little Twitter.
You know, we're talking about that came from Elon Musk offering to buy Twitter. Did you read his
filing? None of it. I was doing the radio show. What happened?
He did an offer, a bid to buy Twitter. Let me pull it up.
Which is crazy. I mean, everybody kind of felt this was going on. So he initially bought 9% of the company's stock, became the majority stockholder. They offered him a seat on the board, and he thought about it for a couple days and realized if he took the seat on the board, he could only buy a maximum of 14% of the shares. Mm-hmm. So he said, nah, I'm good. I won't be on the board. And everybody went, uh-oh, what does this mean? Is he about to bail on Twitter? No, he decided to buy them.
So he made a statement, but I also have the text that he sent. I don't know who he sent this to.
Is it a fake text? I mean, can we confirm?
Yeah, no, it's in the SEC filing.
Oh, wow.
It says, as I indicated this weekend, I believe that the company should be private to go through the changes that need to be made. After the past several days of thinking this over, decided I want to acquire the company and take it private. I'm going to send you an offer letter tonight. It will be public in the morning. Are you available to chat? And then they go, there's a, I think this is a, it says voice script. I don't know. I guess he left a message.
Like voice to text?
It says,
like a voicemail.
Says, I'm not playing the back and forth game. I have moved straight to the end. It's a high price and your shareholders will love it. If the deal doesn't work, given that I don't have confidence in management, nor do I believe I can drive the necessary change in the public market, I would need to reconsider my position as a shareholder. It's not a threat. It's simply not a good investment without the changes that need to be made. And those changes won't happen without taking the company private.
I love that.
And it's not a threat, like he says, but just so you know, that is kind of a threat. So Twitter was worth about $30 a share. He started buying it quietly. It got up. Somebody was buying a lot. So that always drives the price. The price went up to about $38, $39. So then he announces that he bought 9% of it, and the price shot up to 45, 47, 48, and that's
so
what it was.
So all those people made money at that point.
Everybody's made money. I mean, Twitter was $30.
Or money on paper.
2.5 weeks ago, yeah. So he's offering $54 a
which
share.
Which is way higher than it is currently.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what it is right this
or
second.
Or was,
this morning,
whatever
it was
he
like
made
49 when they even when the announcement came out. If they don't sell to him at 54. He owns 10% of the company. If he dumps all of his shares, it'll drop back down to at least 35, maybe even lower.
So probably way lower because everybody that I know
before,
I've got a little text group going, and they're like, if they don't approve this, I'm dumping all of my Twitter stock. That's what they were all saying. I'm like,
go ahead and play your clip.
I'm not playing any clip.
I like.
I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
Okay. I bought a little bit because
I have a little Twitter.
And I bought that after the announcement.
You have a little Twitter.
Yeah,
I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
I bought that after the announcement when it was like $45 a share because I thought, well, if he changes the nature of the company, it could be valuable. It might go back up into the 50s. I'd happily sell it to him at 54, but if he gets out, I'm getting out.
So you get a vote because you're a shareholder.
I get a vote, but my vote is nothing compared to
how many shares you have.
I have like 100 and 120 shares. It's not much.
So if he takes it private, how does that change
Twitter?
Everything.
Hopefully,
how does it change the actual?
It's company? To make it free speech. I would think that's the ultimate goal. Is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it is. There are a bunch of different ones. You got Truth. You got Gab. You got all the. What is it? I mean, there's
that's
15
all great,
other
but
ones.
The people aren't there.
And we had Parler. Well, that's what I'm saying.
It started up after people started getting banned from Twitter, but then Parler got banned from all the
all the
AWS
servers.
And all the servers. So.
So here's
what are you
kind
do,
of the
ban
thing
Twitter?
Is yeah Twitter
Ooh,
is
might.
Is bigger than Twitter is bigger than pretty much any one of those companies as far as speech
of
goes.
Course.
Ideas have been started on Twitter. Twitter is now the big rock on the edge of town where everybody would go and spray paint a new message every Friday. You know, that is where everybody goes and plants their flag. And that's the beautiful thing. It was a very
it's
open
a public
platform.
Town square.
Yeah, exactly. It is a very open platform, town square, whatever you want to call it, where you can go and express your views. Sometimes you agree, sometimes you disagree, but at least you know where people stand. When you start banning people for stuff, I mean, then it becomes, I've always had an issue with people encroaching on the First Amendment. That is a big one. You have to let people say stupid things. You do. You have to let people say smart things. You just have to let people say things. That is the most innate. There's a reason that is the First Amendment. That's the most important part about being an American, is being able to express yourself. You can't silence people. And that, I hope, is what he's ultimately planning to do, is open it back up to everyone. And I'm not even talking about Republicans, Democrats, communists, capitalists. I'm not talking about any. I'm talking about just being able to express ideas, because you're never going to be able to find middle ground.
But what if those ideas hurt people's feelings?
Too bad. Screw your feelings. Too bad.
Dang, Bubba.
I mean, that's the bottom line. You know what? Grow up. You're an adult. If
Dude,
you're
people
on Twitter,
say stuff that hurts my feelings all the time.
All the time. People make
Play
flat
it again.
References.
I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
See, that hurts my feelings.
You didn't say that. You did.
I. That's not what I meant.
I have a little Twitter.
Do you? I was looking at what all the. Elon has 81 million followers, and he follows, I think, 100 and something. The ones that he follows, he follows a bunch of like Hyperloop and a bunch of other stuff. South Park. Follows South Park.
And you know what's great about South Park? They offend everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rick and Morty. He follows Rick and Morty.
That's fair. Yep.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Follows Rogan. He follows Jack Dorsey.
Well.
Oh, did you see his NFT? Maybe I missed it. Did you guys talk about him?
No. Yeah.
Jack Dorsey? Oh, his yeah. NFT.
What
it
happened?
It was his first tweet, and they valued it at like tens of millions of dollars.
So dumb.
It sold for $280.
Wow.
So basically it's saying nobody cares about Jack Dorsey.
That's the best tweet I saw.
It's also...
these NFT things are
yeah.
so dumb.
It's, also it's getting dumber and dumber.
Yeah, it's a tweet in NFT form that... you overpaid at $280.
Yeah.
Probably.
NFTs, I mean, okay, so as someone who
do
is...
Do not get into a deep discussion of NFTs
I'm not,
podcast for
I'm
country
not.
People.
This is why
I'm
you
not.
Should be banned from Twitter so you don't tell us about NFTs.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, as we move into... Because you guys aren't VR people. Big D and I both have VR rigs. We go and play around and all that. I like the metaverse. I think it's a cool place. Again, like Twitter, right now, it is the wild, wild west. Eventually, it is going to be the place where we all go to express our ideas and whatnot. And it is very interesting. The thing is, online, when you're in this virtual world, NFTs, you can use things like buying a GIF or something to put on your little virtual wall. It's things like that.
But you don't you don't have to own the exclusive one. That's
but you don't stupid. Have to own the actual Van Gogh. You don't have to do that. You don't have to own actual art if you're a museum.
If you own it and it's physical and there's one copy of it in the world, I don't care what you say. A digital copy, the one, this is the one real digital, is no different than the digital copy. It's not.
Okay? I actually agree with you on those things. But the NFT is how we're going to own things in our virtual existence. And believe me, I know it's in its infancy right now. But we are going to get to a point where we are going to own property online. It is going to be the weirdest thing as far as for us to wrap our heads around right now in 2022. But in 2042, it's going to be different.
It'll be different.
It's going to be much more Ready Player One-ish.
Yeah. It will. He's also calling out, he says...
Talking about Elon.
Yeah, Elon, sorry. He says, most of the top accounts tweet rarely and post very little content. Is Twitter dying?
And I saw that last week he did that.
Okay, good. For example, Taylor Swift posted hasn't posted anything in 3 months. Justin Bieber only posted once this entire year.
Yeah.
I think because people are afraid. Well, you express your opinion, and all of a sudden, somebody's going to come after you. On both sides of whatever the argument is.
What's more dangerous is not people coming after you. It's when the platform can just erase you.
It's not even the platform. It's whomever is doing the content curation, the person who is, you know, the gatekeeper as far as who gets to be heard or not.
On behalf of the platform, which is what I meant.
Yeah, but the platform many times.
When they take you off Twitter, you're done. If you're Justin Bieber and you have 100 million followers and you tweet something people that Twitter doesn't like, they can take it away from you. So
yeah,
I wouldn't either. It's become uncool, too.
But also, don't forget, Justin Bieber and his wife are very outspoken about the negativity online and how she's just recently in the last week, Haley's been talking about people speculating she's pregnant. So they're not doing it. It's their team. I don't even think at this point they're worried about backlash. They're trying to get away from it. Selena Gomez hasn't been online in 4 years because it was so bad for her mental health.
I am so envious.
Yeah.
I mean,
so to say I don't think Taylor Swift is really worried about putting a toe out of line. I think it's.
No, but it's because of all that, it's become uncool. Nobody wants to mess with it anymore. They don't even bother. It's not the place to be.
No, her team does, and that's it.
It's the way
she got
I feel
album,
about
put it out there.
Reddit used to be really, really awesome, and then they started just dumping people off of there and shutting down entire threads and all that kind of stuff. I'm like,
yeah.
I moved on.
We need to get banned from something. We can get great publicity out of it.
A little controversy?
Yeah, we need a little controversy.
We've been banned from stuff before.
It feels so empty without me.
I love that.
You're welcome.
The M.
Mm-hmm. Carson, you getting decided what you're going to wear this weekend for the Garth shows?
Yeah.
You going to both or you just going to one?
I'm going to both.
Okay.
So
raise your hand if you're shocked.
So to the press conference, I'm going to wear the Eskimo Joe sweatshirt.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And then to the shows, I've got something like 20 shirts that have yet to see the light of day that I bought in a massive vintage lot of Garth shirts. So I don't know. I may wear the In Pieces listening party shirt.
What is that?
I bought a shirt that's from Canada. And it literally says, I was one of the first people to hear In Pieces. And he did a listening party the week before it came out.
Oh, wow.
I have the McDonald's collection t-shirt when he put out those tapes at McDonald's in the 90s.
I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
wasn't
so
that the hits or was that something
else?
No,
it was different. Oh. It was specifically for McDonald's. And it basically took B-sides off his albums. Like you got The Night They Called the Old Man Out from Pieces on one of them. And so it wasn't big hits on them, but of course I went and bought all the cassettes. And so I have a t-shirt from that, and I go, who else in this stadium is going to be wearing the shirt? Nobody, because I've never seen the shirt.
I'm going to guess with 60,000 people, yes, you will be the only one there wearing a McDonald's shirt from 1991.
So I have that. And
you're going to be up close where he can see that shirt, right?
We'll see. I don't know where my tickets are for Friday yet. But
really?
It's my friend who got them from the PR department.
Oh.
And last time I got tickets through his PR people, they were sixth row center. So I'm hoping we get at least that.
And then you work your way up or is it?
No. I'm not that guy.
Oh, they're actual seats?
They're seats, number one. And number two, security's pretty tight on, which I appreciate. I like when I go to a concert and they are enforcers. I don't like people rushing the stage because you did not pay for these seats.
You know what I don't like? And I will, when I say what I'm about to say, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're an old man, curmudgeon-y and all that. I hate when people stand at concerts. And I know everybody's like, what? How dare you say that? I have never, since I was 14 years old, never enjoyed standing at a concert. I would rather sit and have a clear line and be relaxed and enjoy it. I can dance in my seat.
There are times throughout a show where even I will stand, Okay. There are times where everybody should stand up.
Like a certain song kicks on. Like, you know, you hear
but the... But if you stand the whole time, it's not special.
It's not.
And if you stand the whole time, you are just being rude to all the people behind you.
You don't even have to stand the whole song. You like the first part, you go, woo, all right, yeah, it's great. And then
Carson
you go...
Carson stands the whole time.
No, if it's not appropriate, I won't. When I went to go see Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees last week... And
he barely stands.
That is false. He was shuffling and dancing and making a little absolutely. But it is an older crowd. But man, there is some chick in the front row in front of the stage who keeps standing, and you can tell the people behind her are getting mad. Well, behind me, it was two empty seats, and then there were people in the rows subsequently behind me. Well, two women decided to make their way up to the seats behind me and then stood, and you hear. Sit down! Like just screaming out. They finally went and got an usher. And you know what? Don't blame them. You didn't pay for those seats. If they're your seats, man, I can't control what you do. But you literally got up and then obstructed somebody's view.
My thinking
is terrible.
You're paying for a seat.
It's
sit
true.
In it.
It's true.
And I don't. And this isn't just concerts. This is everything. It could be a NASCAR race. It could be WWE. It could be whatever. Football games, you name it. I like to sit.
I
will stand up on an interception or a touchdown and be like, argh!
See,
but most of the time, no. I'll just twist and high-five the people around me sitting.
But that's what's awkward, too, because like you said, something makes you get out of your seat, right?
Right.
So let's say you go to a show and everybody stands for the first three songs, and then the artist plays an unfamiliar tune. And what do people do?
They sit down.
That's got to be so awkward to look out and go, oh, I guess they're not into this one.
No, they're sitting because we sit, because we have seats, because this is not, we're not teenagers.
When I was a teenager, I never stood.
Oh, I mean, when you're a teenager, if you're at a club, there's no chairs.
Yeah. That's different.
But you know what? We were at the Ryman for Little Big Town. And I almost got into it with this guy. I'm not even going to say who it is. It was a guy who works in the music industry who writes one of these, like, emails they send out to everybody about music. And I was, standing in front of me with three friends, and they are standing the whole time. They're singing slow songs. They're, like, singing ballads. It's not the encore. Sit down. We are not in a bar. We are in the greatest concert hall in the world. And you are standing, sir. Sit down.
Do you know what's so funny? I was at Little Big Town at the Ryman because they did the residency, right? So I had taken a friend of mine, and behind me are a bunch of drunk bros who are doing the same thing. They're standing the whole time. Well,
they're behind you.
But behind them was a gentleman who was a veteran who was not able to stand. And so they asked him, his family, and I heard the whole thing because it wasn't that loud. They were like, do you mind? He can't stand. He can't see. They bring the ushers over, and these guys... just start talking to the, like, nope, we paid, we're going to do it. So I was leaving early anyway, so I went around and I gave my tickets to the veteran and his family because they had paid for these seats and he literally couldn't see it. Like, what kind of
horrible person,
arrogant person do you have
to
be?
It's more important that I stand here than that I let this guy sitting with, trade seats with him.
Yeah, right.
That's what Carson did.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, whatever.
But
yeah, they should have traded seats with the guys.
Of course. Like, because you really needed to stand up for girl crush? Calm down.
Wow. I didn't know we were going here, but I like it.
This is why we need Twitter. We need to be able to say these things. You need to be able to emote.
I'm tweeting this right now. Just all over it.
At Radio Patrick,
also,
if you're on Twitter.
How am I supposed to let no airlines know when they've messed up my luggage if I don't have Twitter?
Good point. Hey, by the way, as you're listening to us, subscribe, like, rate us as highly as possible. Lie, as we've mentioned on the show, lie. Tell everybody how much you love it. Tell the apps that you think this is the greatest podcast ever because we've actually been growing lately and we would like to get that going and continue it happening. But, you know, we can't do it without you. So the point is, if you want to keep the podcast going, let's keep it growing. See what I did there? And then make sure that everybody's on the same page.
You guys want to make an offer to buy MySpace?
Actually, MySpace is worth more than you think. We could probably buy CNN Plus. I think that's worth like $11.
Friendster? Is that on
Friendster.
The market?
What's Friendster?
I'm buying ICQ.
Now the joke has gone into places I don't even know.
Ask
you
Jeeves.
Don't know ICQ? What?
ICQ.
I'm wikiing that one.
Isn't that the chat?
Yeah,
thing?
ICQ.
Yeah, I remember. Wiki. To where it could see what you were typing, like each letter.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So
you know what I saw the other day? I thought of you. It was the old Winamp, so-and-so llamas. What was that?
Llamas.
Winamp. Whips. Llama. You don't remember that? It was the MP3 player that I used to use when
Winamp.
I was...
Oh, Winamp. Yes.
Winamp. That's
Yes. Yeah. I remember
what does that.
That
have to do with llamas?
They have it. That's their thing. I don't know. I don't even know why. It's in the llamas. It says it. It's in their little thingy. I don't know.
Look at that. ICQ came out in 1996. Freely available to download. It was one of the first standalone instant messengers.
Uh-huh.
And real-time chat wasn't new at the time, but you would see the people typing. It would say, you would actually see the words as they were typing it.
Yeah, each letter.
So instead of seeing it once they hit send, you saw the whole thought process when they would start typing something, they'd change their mind, you back it up. It was awesome.
Do you know some of those online chats with companies do that? That if you go into an online chat to complain about your bill, they can see what you're typing before you actually send it. So even if you're about to get Patrick on them, mm-hmm. and you're like, no, I'm not gonna go full level 10 Patrick yet, and you back up, they already know.
Oh, what?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know who the company is. I've read a few articles that say that.
I like that.
Because it's their software.
I want them to see that I'm angry.
That's the thing. It's their software. So we are just so conditioned to think that
they don't see it until I hit send.
But no, it's their program, it's their software, it's their mechanism, and they're absolutely seeing the nasty things that you're typing before you back it on up and don't send them.
Yeah, good. Wow.
Patrick's not doing online chats.
No,
the volume is not there.
How many people will be at that Garth show each night? Do you know?
I don't. Because I know he didn't sell the upper decks because he wanted everybody to have really good seats. So I'm going to estimate somewhere between 20 and 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's safe to say.
Who are the artists that are doing, who can pull that off besides him?
Chesney.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Church, probably.
Probably. Wait,
Morgan Wallen,
about
I think, could probably pull it off.
And... Yeah, I think Church. Yeah, Church has played stadiums.
Luke Combs is about to do it.
Yep, he's about to do it.
Jason.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen. I mean, he did three nights at an arena. There's no reason he couldn't fill a stadium with those numbers. I don't know if Jason could.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Stadium?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you want, yeah, I mean, it's a matter of, a lot of times it's a matter of preference. Do you want to have 40,000 people in a stadium, or do you want to do an arena where this, I don't know. I would rather go to an arena show every time.
Where you have 20,000 per night or 15,000 per night?
Yeah.
You don't think they want to? I think bigger. They think bigger's better. More people and
bigger's better. But I mean, if you're in the upper deck of the stadium, is it better?
I mean, from an artist standpoint.
From
an artist, it's a great brag.
You know, yeah, it's, yeah. It's all about the brag of what we did the stadium. But man,
I have been.
There's a limit to where how good is the show?
I've been in the tippy top row of Giant Stadium to go see the Rolling Stones years ago. And it was still, that was when you had to buy tickets not online. You had to go through a phone or you had to go in person.
Go
to
stand in line?
Yeah, to Ticketron or whatever.
Like a cave person?
And they were playing two nights at Giant Stadium and they sold out so quickly. And then the rumor started they were adding two more shows and my mom got a phone call and so she ended up being able to get tickets and we get there and we just keep going up and up up. And finally we're in the last row and it was, whoa, we're here because we knew how hard the tickets were to get. I look back on that now and say, there is no way. As much as, if you want to say Garth or the Stones or whoever, these bands that I love, you're going to put me in the very, very, very tippy top row. Bruh, I'm just going to...
Furthest person from the band possible.
Why don't I just go sit in the parking lot because I can hear the music and I'll see about as much.
Save money.
That too.
But you got some conditioning in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were hiking. And then it was, let's go get a beer. Well, I think my older brother wanted a beer.
You know,
he's hiking on down.
The worst is when you're climbing up a stairs like that, like at a concert, and there's a bunch of people around, and like you're so winded, you have to stop. And you stop, and you're just kind of standing next to some guy. And he knows why you stop, because you're about to have a heart attack. But you're trying to act like you're looking back, checking your pockets to see if you forgot something.
You shield your eyes.
I'm not sure.
We all have our covers. So true.
I was talking the other day about I'm such a bad speller of how that when I'm typing something, I'm so embarrassed. I don't want someone to know that I'm using the audio version, you know, where you hit the little microphone and you say the word, just one word. Like, I don't type the entire thing. Just when I get to, like, you know, appreciation. I don't know. So I'm over there going, dink. And I get real quiet so no one hears me. I go, appreciation. And then you've got to take the capital A off
yep,
of it
yep,
again.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then... yeah.
The capital. If I ever have to do it, I'm like, no shame.
And then if you, by mistake, it has the wrong, it thinks the wrong word, and you hit accept, the next time you say it again, it pulls up the wrong word again. I've been sending, I've got a word I sent over and over that's spelled wrong. Recall. Recall, recall. It's spelled, how you spell it? R-E-C-A-L?
R-E-C-A-L-L.
It's double L, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw it said at 1L when it popped up. I tried to spell it that way, and I used it. So now when I go recall, it pulls it up, and I keep hitting, and it thinks that it's the word.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts when I'm typing something, and my phone just doesn't recognize it, and it's a word like separate.
It's the worst.
And I go, I know I'm not spelling this right, but you're not telling me what it is.
There's an A, not an E.
Yes. I wrote that 50 times in fifth grade, and I still don't know. Remember your teachers would do that, your spelling test, like, oh, you got it wrong. You got to write it 10 times. Nope, you still got it wrong on the test. You got to write it 50. You know what that didn't do, Mrs. Duffy? Help me.
Ah,
look calling at this. Out Mrs. Duffy.
So I saw her in a CVS one day when I was a grown adult. I might have muttered something under my breath as we passed each other in the aisle.
I would like to say separate and separate are the exact same word. I've always... spelled them the same.
About? Yes, of course.
Yeah, I've always
word.
Spelled them the same, but for some reason, thinking that there's two pronunciations of it, I was like, well, let me just see, since you know she brought it up, if they were the same word or not.
We and always talk about good teachers. Do y'all, who was the worst?
I don't remember any of it. I don't remember good or bad. Nope. You could line them up. That. I wouldn't know.
Seriously, you don't remember any of your teachers?
Not one.
Not even in high school?
Nope. I remember
what are you,
my speech.
A goldfish? How do you
I remember my speech in debate and drama teacher, only because she's the one who encouraged me to go and apply at a radio station. And I've just told the story over and over. Mm-hmm. I can't remember her name.
You can't remember her name?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I know it's terrible. It's not. It's me. It's not you.
Oh no! I know you just blocked it out somehow.
No, I'm dumb dumb. It's not. It's not.
The thing is, you're not. You tell great stories from, like, you know, 20 years ago, and you can remember everything. And you know,
you
unlike Bubba, you can remember what we did an hour ago.
I remember what we did an hour ago.
No, you don't.
No, the problem is we're doing four things in this room at the same time. So I'll hear a third of something sometimes, and I'm like, what happened? And you'll go, because of the Twitter offer. Oh, okay. And then I'll go back to doing
half
whatever.
Of it. That's only half of the things you forget.
But there is a, I mean, but
that's
Big
one
D
reason,
knows.
But he forgets a lot of
Big
stuff.
Big D knows. We'll be out somewhere, and I'll run into somebody, one of our 17 listeners that we met one time. And it'll have been 10 years ago, and I can remember everything about them.
Yeah.
I'm like, how's your kid? Still in dance? Yeah, they are. Yeah, okay. Did they ever fix that shoe problem?
Yeah, it's always it's a weird thing. Like, and you don't do it all the time, but some people it sticks. I don't know why.
Oh.
And the brain's able to do way, way more than that.
I remember details about the girl the husband who let me hold his phone. I know all the details about that.
Yeah.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
Here's
no,
what I know,
though. Because my you're
no.
good. I
no,
don't.
The,
he doesn't have
the
but here's
the
kind
pictures.
Of stuff.
Oh well, yeah, because they were dirty. They were
give dirty. Of course,
they
you
were naked
that.
Pictures. Oh, I remember that.
Here's the stuff I know. All morning at the end of the show, we talk about how Ryan Hurd's coming up on the show Monday. We did what we call promos, where you record little commercials for the show and say Ryan Hurd coming up on Monday's show. So, like, Bubba's the one saying it. He's the one writing it. He types it into the promo.
I know.
It's written on his thing. He's got it every Sunday night. Bubba will send me a text. Who's on the show tomorrow? You should know better than all of us who's on the show. But for some reason, you just block it out.
No, it's not that I block it out. I like to be prepared. I want to make sure.
That's not what he's talking about.
He's talking
about why you can't
know.
Remember.
Why can't
no,
you remember?
I do remember. I'm like, no, Ryan Hurd is either tomorrow or Tuesday. I forget which one, but I know he's
just,
coming up.
Then you just said you don't
you
remember.
You just said
yeah,
you don't
you
remember.
Just
you don't, but
you just negated.
I remember.
I remember. I just don't
remember. I just don't remember.
No. now.
Let's go. We have to. Yeah, there you go. We have to go because actually Bubba, in case he doesn't remember, has somewhere he has to be.
I do. I'm in charge of making sure in 30 minutes.
I'm in charge of making sure that he leaves on time. So there you go.
I'm going to send a thing Sunday going, okay, who, what?
Let's go. I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
All right, we done now?
We better be.
Let's go. I have a little Twitter.
Do you?
This was the podcast, but now
it's over.
But that's okay.
That's for the best.
To the regular show on the radio.
Let's have a little
Twitter. Every day, it was the podcast.